I Am a Man mural, the historical context. The story of how I Am a Man became a rallying cry for the civil rights movement began on February 1, 1968. Torrential rains flooded Memphis streets that Thursday afternoon. Sanitation workers Echo Cole and Robert Walker took shelter from the rain in the back of their garbage truck when it malfunctioned. They were pulled into the compactor headfirst and crushed to death. Classified as hourly employees, their families did not receive workers' compensation after their deaths. For years, black sanitation workers had complained about unsafe working conditions and poverty work wages. The gruesome deaths of Cole and Walker was the tipping point. 11 days after their death, 1,300 black sanitation workers in Memphis walked off the job, protesting unsafe working conditions, abuse, racism, and discrimination by the city. The strikers forged a coalition with the religious and civil rights community and the labor movement. What began as an economic strike became a fight for dignity. A few weeks later, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. arrived in Memphis to support the strikers. He reasoned that helping the sanitation workers in their struggle for economic equality would amplify the issues in the increasingly polarized civil rights movement. On March 18th, King delivered a speech to over 25,000 people, the largest indoor gathering of the civil rights movement. Said King, "Whenever you are engaged in work that serves humanity, it has dignity and it has worth." King returned to Memphis 10 days later from his home in Atlanta to lead another march. Though King advocated nonviolent protest, the demonstration that followed turned violent, with stores being looted and the police fatally shooting a 16-year-old boy. Police followed retreating demonstrators to a church where they were released tear gas and beat demonstrators. The mayor declared martial law and called in the National Guard. The next day, more than 200 sanitation workers marched, carrying signs, "I am a man." The phrase was borrowed from "Am I not a man and a brother," used by abolitionists in the 18th and 19th century. King canceled a trip to Africa to return to Memphis. He gave his final mountaintop speech on April 3rd, where he predicted his own assassination, but urged his supporters to keep fighting for justice. The next evening, King was assassinated on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. On April 8th, 42,000 people took part in a silent march through downtown Memphis, led by King's widow, Coretta Scott King. On April 16th, the Memphis City Council voted to recognize the union, promising higher wages to the black workers, thereby ending the strike.